Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 45.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. We ask members and guests to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Montgomery. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Montgomery.
Let us pray. Gracious Father and Mother who gave us life and light, we thank you for another opportunity to gather within the sacred walls of this chamber. We do so acknowledging that there are voices that are missing from the room, but you tasked those of us present to speak on their behalf, to share their stories, to represent their best interests, and to make laws that honor them even though they are not here. We gather in this chamber at a time when many are embracing the sacredness of Holy Week. For those who believe as I do, let us this week be reminded that we all have been beneficiaries of grace. And so let us govern with the same level of grace that we have been given. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Craven, Representative Speciale, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for April 15th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Speciale moves the journal for April 15th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Representative Lewis recognized to send forth a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report, House Bill 289, POW-MIA Special Registration Plate, favorable.
Calendar.
House Bill 323, Excess Costs of Local LEO Crime Lab Announcements, favorable.
Calendar.
House Bill 449, Special Registration Plates, favorable.
Calendar.
House Bill 537, Alternate Highway Use Tax Vehicle Subscription, favorable.
Calendar.
House Bill 592, Checkoff Clean Water Management Trust Fund, favorable.
Calendar.
House Bill 593, Superseding Domestic Orders, favorable.
Calendar.
House Bill 609, Raise the Age Modification, favorable.
Calendar.
House Bill 617, Allow Repeat Referral to Teen Court, favorable.
Calendar. And members that are for notice, whenever we come back at 4, the chair will seek leave either through consent or through a motion to add those bills to today's calendar. So I just want members to know that the chair does intend, at least at this point, to add these bills to today's calendar. Some members may wish to familiarize themselves with those bills. They did come out of rules earlier today. We have a school group with us who did a great job helping us with the Pledge of Allegiance. And so I'm going to, is this Locust Elementary? So a group from Locust Elementary in Stanley County want to welcome y'all and thank you for being with us today. Hope you have a great visit. And in case you're wondering where everybody is, a lot of the committees are meeting right now, so this is an administrative session of the House where we just take care of a few administrative details. And then at 4 p.m. today, all these empty seats you see will be full of members, and we'll be taking up a number of bills and probably be in session for a number of hours. But most of the members are scattered around this building and the other building and several committee meetings that are meeting. But certainly hope you guys have a great visit here to the General Assembly today. We're glad to have you with us. Introductions of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representatives Logan, Autry, Hawkins, and Insko, House Resolution 737, Transformative Strategies with NC Study.
Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Logan, Brockman, Harrison, Holly, House Bill 738, Codified DEQ Science Advisory Board.
Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Logan, Montgomery, Candy Smith, House Bill 739, Protect State Employee and Contractor Rights.
Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Insko, Harrison, and Meyer, House Bill 740, Ending North Carolina's Involvement in Torture.
Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives White, McGrady, Bell, and Jones, House Bill 741, Flood Mitigation Study.
Rules, Count, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Bumgarten and Brisson, House Bill 742, NC Future Farmers of America, Additional Coordinator Positions.
Appropriations Education, if favorable, Rules, Count, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Galliard and Ensco, House Bill 743, Require Prepaid Envelope Absentee Ballots.
Elections and Ethics Law, if favorable, Rules, Count, and Operations of the House.
Representative Setzer, House Bill 744, Provide Minor Alcohol Felony if Death Results.
Judiciary, if favorable, Rules, Count, and Operations of the House.
Representatives White, Lambeth, Epcock, and Cunningham, House Bill 745, Increase Private Duty Nursing Medicaid Rates.
Appropriations, Health and Human Services, if favorable, Rules.
Representative Stevens, House Bill 746, Revised Student in Crisis Grants.
Appropriations, Education, if favorable, Rules.
Representatives McNeil, Faircloth, Floyd, and Carson Smith, House Bill 747, NC Missing Person Information Sharing.
Judiciary, if favorable, Rules, Count, and Operations of the House.
Representative Terry, House Bill 748, Block Vehicle Registration for Unpaid Parking Fines.
Transportation, if favorable, Rules. Mr. Clerk, if you'll bypass the next bill, go to 750, please, sir.
Representatives Sasser, Hannock, Zoka, House Bill 750, Clarified Deed Registration, Solar Collectors.
Energy and Public Utilities, if favorable, Rules.
Representatives Autry, Sane, Carney, and Butler, House Bill 751, Reenact Film Credit.
Finance, if favorable, Rules.
Representatives Ball, Howard, and Carney, House Bill 752, Respect Personal Needs Assistance Living Residents.
Appropriations HHS, if favorable, Rules.
Representatives Ball, Brisson, and former Butterfield, House Bill 753, Increased Personal Needs Allowance, Medicaid.
Appropriations HHS, if favorable, Rules.
Representatives Ball, Brisson, and former Butterfield, House Bill 754, Advocacy Long-Term Care Residents Act.
Appropriations HHS, if favorable, Rules.
Representatives Corbin, Hollister, and Hunter, House Bill 755, Travel Insurance Amendments.
Insurance, if favorable, Rules.
Representative John, House Bill 756, Residential Property Disclosure Act Exemption Changes.
Rules.
Representative Carson Smith, House Bill 757, Pender County Property Transfer.
State and Local Government, if favorable, Rules.
Representative McGrady, House Bill 758, Metropolitan Sewage District Expansion Governance.
Environment, if favorable, State and Local Government, if favorable, Rules.
Representative McGrady, House Bill 759, Electronic Recycling Amendments.
Environment, if favorable, Rules.
Representatives Reeves and Stevens, House Bill 760, Expand Loss Prevention and Investigations.
Judiciary, if favorable, Rules.
Representatives Yarborough, McElrath, Carney, and Corbin, House Bill 761, Clarify Wastewater Permitting Liability.
Environment, if favorable, Rules.
Representatives Queen, Brian Turner, Ager, and Gilliard, House Bill 762, Nutritional Assistance for Employment Deserts.
Health, if favorable, Rules.
Representative Lewis, Sane, Potts, and Hardister, House Bill 763, Home Modification Grant Fund.
Appropriations General Government, if favorable, Rules.
Representatives Carney and Black, House Bill 764, Women's Cancer Research Prevention Task Force.
Rules.
Representatives Morey, Harrison, and Butler, House Bill 765, Toxic Feed Kids Act.
Rules.
Representatives Archer, Dahl, Harrison, and Hawkins, House Bill 766, Revised Marijuana Laws.
Rules.
Representatives Autry, Hawkins, and Harrison, House Bill 767, State Clean Energy Goal for 2050.
Rules.
Representatives Autry, Hawkins, and Harrison, House Bill 768, Clean Energy Goal for State Property by 2050.
Rules.
Representatives Autry, Gill, Fisher, and Majeed, House Bill 769, Reduce Opportunity Scholarship Fund, Public School Funds.
Rules.
Representatives Stevens, Bell, Jones, and Zachary, House Bill 770, Freedom to Work.
Judiciary, if favorable, Finance, if favorable, Rules.
Representatives Brody, Arp, Horn, House Bill 771, Reallocate Certain Judicial Branch Resources.
Judiciary, if favorable, finance, if favorable, appropriations, JPS, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Fisher, Lambert, Hurley, and Carney, House Bill 772, Access Midwives Act.
Health, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Wardell, Ross, Jarvis, and Kidwell, House Bill 773, Establish Sudden Unexpected Death Epilepsy Awareness Week.
Rules.
Representatives Rogers, Zachary, John, and Harrison, House Bill 774, require additional findings for just juvenile.
Judiciary, favorable rules.
Representatives Rogers, Hardister, Faircloth, and Morey, House Bill 775, juvenile eliminate life without parole, parole eligibility.
Judiciary, favorable rules.
Representatives Clemens, Elmore, Rena Turner, and Raymond Smith, House Bill 776, NC Career Technical Education Foundation Grant Administering.
Education K-12, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Belk, Gill, Hurley, and Martin, House Bill 777, Purchasers Op, Credit for Prior Year Full-Time Service.
Pensions and Retirement, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Harrison, Fisher, and Gill, House Bill 778, Protect Public Dangerous Animal, End Animal Cruelty.
Rules.
Representatives Harrison and Butler, House Bill 779, Hog Lagoon Sunset.
Rules.
Representatives Harrison, Hurley, and Martin, House Bill 780, Strengthening Do Not Call Registry.
Commerce, favorable rules. And to our guests, in case you're wondering what all that was about, those were bills that members of the House had filed. And so when those bills get filed, they don't just come directly to the House floor. They have to go through a committee process. And so when you would hear the clerk read the bill and give the bill title, I would advise where the bills are going to committee. So you'd hear like finance, if it passes, when I say a favorable, it means if it passes that committee, then it goes to whatever the next committee is, and you probably kept hearing this thing called rules and operations of the House. That's a committee that all bills have to go through before they ever make it to the House floor. So that's what all that was just a few minutes ago. Any notices or announcements? Otherwise, the chair is about to put us into recess pursuant to subject to the standard stipulations under Rule 15.1. Are there any notices or announcements? Chair would simply advise members to watch the committee schedule. Notices that are out, there are plenty of committees meeting. There's some meeting now. There are committees that will be meeting all day. We'll be back at 4 o'clock. The chair does intend to take up the calendar very quickly when we come in and also to add the bills that were reported out of rules and read in already. Seeing no notices or announcements, the chair is going to declare the House stand in recess subject to the standard stipulations of Rule 15.1 until 4 p.m. House in recess.
Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth the rules, calendar, and operations of the House committee report. House Bill 546, prohibit counterfeit non-functional airbags. Favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1. Committee substitute number 1 will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 546 will be calendared pursuant to Rule 36B. Increase access to telehealth services is withdrawn from the Committee on Insurance and recommitted to the Committee on Appropriations, Health and Human Services. The zero referral to rules remains.
Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representative Terry, House Bill 749, an act to limit electronic machines or devices not prohibited by law to no more than 4 machines or devices in a single location.
Bills referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representatives Brody, Riddell, and Yarborough are recognized to send forward a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Brody, Riddell, and Yarborough for the Regulatory Reform Committee, House Joint Resolution 390, application for a convention of the states favorable and re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
The bill is re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White, chairs of the Committee on Health, are recognized to send forward a committee report.
Representative Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White for the Committee on Health, House Bill 480, NC Cancer Treatment Fairness, favorable and re-referred.
The bill is re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 508, Firearms Safe Storage Awareness Initiative, favorable and re-referred.
Bill is re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations, Health, and Human Services. Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White are recognized to send forward a further committee report.
Representative Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White for the Committee on Health, House Bill 451, Titus Law, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred.
The committee substitute is re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. The original bill is placed upon the unfavorable calendar.
House Bill 434, Suicide Risk Reference, Mental Health, Teen Violence, favorable committee sub number 2, unfavorable committee sub number 1, and re-referred.
Committee substitute number... Is that 1 or 2?
Number 1, unfavorable calendar, number 2, go to rules.
Committee substitute number 2 is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Committee substitute number 1 is placed upon the unfavorable calendar.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 721, short title Increase Access to Telehealth Services, is withdrawn from the Committee on Appropriations, Health and Human Services, and recommitted to the Committee on Health. The see referral to rules remains. Representative Fraley and Hastings are recognized to send forth the Education University's committee report, House Bill 438, Campus Police Private IHE CC Waiver, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 438 will be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations Education. House Bill 665, North Carolina Completes Colleges Competitive Workforce, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 665 will be re-referred to the Committee on Education Community Colleges. House Bill 668, Various Higher Education Changes, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 668 will be re-referred to the Committee on Education Community Colleges. House Bill 475, North Carolina Patriot Star Family Scholarships / Funds. House Bill 475, which was reported favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. House Bill 475 will be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations Education. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar. House Bill 664, My Future NC Post-Secondary Attainment Goal, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 664 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 371, Planning Funds, ECU Brody School of Medicine, reported without prejudice, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee sub, which was reported without prejudice, for House Bill 371 will be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations Education. And House Bill 494, Stevens Center Funds, UNC School of the Arts, reported without prejudice and re-referred. House Bill 494 will be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations Education. Representative Brody, Riddell, and Yarborough recognized to send forth a Regulatory Reform Committee report. House Bill 554, Funeral Practice Licensure Technical Corrections, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 554 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Adams and Henson are recognized to send forth the Wildlife Resources Committee report, House Bill 486, Commercial Fishing License Reforms, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 486 will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. House Bill 598, Bottlenose Dolphin as State Marine Mammal, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 598 will be re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government. To recognize to send forth the Transportation Committee report, the clerk will read.
Representative Tolbert, Eiler, President Elton Shepard, Transportation Committee report, House Bill 105, red light cameras, favorable and re-referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
House Bill 105 being favorably reported will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
And so what you've had there is you've had the presiding officer, which I'm acting as the presiding officer at this point, and we have the reading clerk. We have officially...
Representative McNeil is recognized to send forth the Pensions and Retirement Committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative McNeil, Pensions and Retirement Committee report. House Bill 467, established State Board of Proprietary, favorable and re-referred to Finance.
House Bill 467 will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
House Bill 604, Small Business Retirement Program, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 604 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. On motion of the Chair, House Bill 598, short title, Bottlenose Dolphin as State Marine Mammal, is withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The House will come back to order. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the House of the General Assembly, the clerk will read.
State of North Carolina, Office of the Governor, dear Mr. Speaker, pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 115C-10, I am pleased to nominate the following individuals to serve on the North Carolina State Board of Education and hereby submit their names for confirmation by the General Assembly. Mrs. Jill E. Comets of Pitt County, First Education District Representative. Mr. James E. Ford of Mecklenburg County, Sixth Education District Representative. Mr. John B. Buxton of Wake County, At-Large Representative. I'm grateful for their willingness to assume this important responsibility for the state of North Carolina. Attached is their biographical information for your review. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper.
Mayor is referred to the Rules Committee. Also, please join me in welcoming our nurse of the day, Laura Lee Craddock from Newbern. Ms. Craddock, thanks for being with us. Representatives Conrad and Grange recognize sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Conrad and Grange, Banking Committee report. House Bill 327, fees, return checks, loan processing, favorable and referred to rules, calendar, and operations.
Bills referred to rules.
House Bill 628, 2019, vacant mortgages, correction changes, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred to rules, calendar, and operations.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, committee substitute, referred to the committee on rules. Members, have your attention, please. We're going to be making some additions to the calendar. I want to ask the body's patience. We try to move through these. We've got a long calendar today, but we'll be adding bills periodically, but also have some counter bills. First, we're going to take up House Bill 204. The clerk will read.
Representative Mikhail Raff, House Bill 204, a bill to be entitled an act adding certain described navigable waters and unincorporated portion of the Rachel Carson Reserve of corporate limits of the town of Beaufort, General Assembly, North Carolina.
Delegate from Carteret, Representative Mikhail Raff, to recognize to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We had a great vote on this yesterday. I would appreciate your green vote again. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 204 on its third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Arp, Representative Grange, if there are the members on the floor, would they like to record on this vote? Clerk will act machine record the vote. 110 having voted in the affirmative and one in the negative. House Bill 204 passed its third reading. Order sent to the Senate. House Bill 368. Clerk will read.
Representative Howard, House Bill 368, a bill to be entitled an act to impose a 25-mile-per-hour speed restriction on public vehicular areas in the town of Bermuda Run, General Assembly, North Carolina, enacts.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 368 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 368, having passed its second reading, will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, in that.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 368 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 368, having passed its third reading, is ordered sent to the Senate. Members, the following bills were reported out of the Rules Committee today, and the Chair intends to add those to the counter by consent. If there's objection, we'll vote on them. The Chair is going to go through the list of bills to those. And again, they've been read in earlier. But House Bill 289, POWMI Special Registration Plate. House Bill 323, Assess Cost of Local LEO Crime Lab Analysis. House Bill 449, Special Registration Plates. House Bill 537, Alternate Highway Use Tax Vehicle Subscriptions. House Bill 592, check off Clean Water Management Trust Fund. House Bill 593, superseding domestic orders. House Bill 609, raise the age modifications. House Bill 617, allow repeat referral to teen court. House Bill 546, prohibit counterfeit non-functional airbags. Is there any objection to those bills being added by unanimous consent? Hearing none, the Chair directs those bills to be added to today's calendar. House Bill 126, the clerk will read.
Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Potts, and Sasser, House Bill 126, a bill to be entitled an act to amend revised uniform anatomical gift to include tissues donation part of the driver's license donor authorization. General Assembly of North Carolina, enacted.
Gentleman from Pitt, Representative Murphy, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this is actually kind of a no-brainer in my opinion. When each of us have signed our donor card today, we are actually the only state in the United States where once someone has passed away or someone has offered to be have their body donated for tissue donation or for donation, that a separate consent has to be obtained by the family at the time of death to obtain tissue from the body. So let me just give you an example of what the difference is. So you can go ahead and sign your donor card and you can have your heart removed for a heart transplant. If, however, they just needed the heart valves, they have to get an entirely separate consent. So today's bill literally just eliminates that language, that when you sign your donor card, you sign your body for any donation at all, tissue or organ tissue. I'm happy to take any questions, but it's fairly straightforward. Thank you.
For what purpose, the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Carney, rise?
To speak to the bill.
Lady has the floor to debate the bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, I rise to say also and ask you if you would support this bill. As Representative Murphy said, it's a no-brainer. But to people that have benefited from tissue donation, they're alive today. Many, many things have happened. Many miracles have happened. Because of those checkoffs that we're able to do, we will be able to expand them with this bill. It truly is life-changing for a lot of North Carolinians, so I encourage you to support the bill. Thanks.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 126 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine and record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 126 passes second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 126 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 126 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 151, the clerk will read.
Representative Lambeth, House Bill 151. Caitlin's Law, General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Members, Representative Lewis is about to make a motion. The chair wishes to explain to the body what the purpose of that motion will be. It's a friendly motion, I believe, to all parties. Yesterday, an amendment was adopted by Representative Representative Floyd, and in order to have his other amendment heard, it's going to have to be a reconsideration of the amendment we did adopt. So at this time, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, having voted on the prevailing side of Amendment 1 to House Bill 151 offered by Representative Floyd, I move that the vote by which that amendment was decided be reconsidered.
The gentleman has moved that the amendment by which House Amendment A1 was adopted be reconsidered. Any further discussion or debate on that? If not, that is the question for the House, the motion to reconsider. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 111 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. The motion is adopted. The amendment has been reconsidered. The amendment is now back before the body. Representative Floyd, would the gentleman like that original amendment from yesterday that has not been reconsidered to be returned to the gentleman?
Yes.
The amendment will be returned to the gentleman. The gentleman is now recognized to send forth Amendment ALU 3, Version 2. The clerk will read.
Representative Floyd moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 3 by inserting the following.
Gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Mr. Speaker, members, this is a very simple amendment. It just simply clarified yesterday with the discussion. I ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of Amendment A3 sent forward by Representative Floyd. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine and record the vote. 109 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. The amendment's adopted. Now back on the bill. Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 151 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Strickland, gentleman like to record. Clerk will lock machine and record the vote. 110 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. House Bill 151 passes second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 151 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 151 having passed third reading is ordered engrossed and sent to the Senate. House Bill 325. The clerk will read.
Representative Dobson, White, Barnes, and Black, House Bill 325, a bill to be entitled an act authorizing the care of home use service plans complete the result of a Medicaid personnel care services accessible to fulfill the activities of daily living portion of required service plans for adult care home residents. General Assembly of North Carolina.
Gentleman from McDowell, Representative Dobson is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I'd first like to thank Representative White, Barnes, and Black for their work on this bill. It is a consensus bill, but it is a policy change, so I'll run through the bill real quickly. Currently, adult care homes who provide Medicaid personal care service must complete two separate plans of care. A resident service plan must be completed and approved by a DMA contractor to provide Medicaid personal care services, and a care plan must be completed to meet licensure regulations. The items on the Medicaid Personal Care Plan service plan primarily concerns assistance with activities of daily living, etc. The proposed language, which was worked out between assisted living providers, the department, legislative research, will allow adult care home providers to use the Medicaid PCS service plan to meet the licensure requirement for care plans only in the areas of activities of daily living. If the Medicaid PCS service plan is not available within 35 days of admission, this is a change from the filed bill. The facility must still comply with the licensure requirement and develop a care plan. Section 2 was added in rules as a PCS, but was also consensus language. Under Section 2 of the bill, the language prohibits an individual with a finding of neglect, abuse, misappropriation of property, diversion of drugs, etc., from being allowed to become a certified assisted living administrator. Under 3, although current administrator requirements allow individuals with some level of college coursework and or experience to be eligible to become certified adult care home administrators, there is no allowance or opportunity for individuals with years of experience to become an administrator. This bill would allow individuals with no college coursework but whom have 60 months of experience at the supervisory level in an adult care home or nursing home to be eligible to become a certified assisted living administrator. That's the basis of the bill. Again, it's a consensus bill. No opposition that I've known, and I'd appreciate your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 325 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 111 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 325 passes second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, aye.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 325 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 325, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 350, the clerk will read.
Representative Sane, Hastings, and Zoka, House Bill 350, a bill to be entitled an act designate the time zone of North Carolina to adopt daylight savings time year-round if authorized by Congress. General Assembly of North Carolina, aye.
Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Hastings, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As a courtesy, I'm handling this for Representative Sane, and I think it's received a pretty clear vote in most of the committees, and we would appreciate your support. And Representative Zoka, too.
Further discussion, further debate. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
Speak on the bill.
Gentleman is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to thank the bill sponsors for sending this forward, because I've been saying this for more years than I can count, so I hope we can get it done. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate. For what purpose does the gentleman from Otago, Representative Russell, rise?
Speak to the bill.
Gentleman is recognized to debate the bill.
I'm all for daylight savings time, but I do want us to take into account what that does mean for students, and particularly in rural counties, in getting on, getting to school. I checked with my superintendent today, and our first student in Watauga County gets on the bus at 5:50 a.m. So let's assume they got up at 5 a.m., and school starts at 8 a.m., and I checked sunrise on December the 21st would be 8:34 in Boone, North Carolina. That means that a student in daylight savings time in the middle of winter is going to have to spend about 3.5 hours in the dark before they ever see the light of the day. Because of that, I can't support the bill. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, the passage of House Bill 350 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 85 having voted in the affirmative and 27 having voted in the negative. House Bill 350 passes second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, aye.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 350 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. House Bill 350 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 363, the clerk will read.
Representatives Lewis, Bell, Jackson, and Reeves, House Bill 363, a bill to be entitled Craft Beer Distribution and Modernization Act. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognize to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, I'm happy to go through the fine points of this bill, but I think in the interest of time, I just want to state for the record that this bill has been worked on by all interested parties. It is a consensus bill. It's a bill that both sides came to the table and reached an agreement of an issue that has plagued this industry and the General Assembly for years now. And I would respectfully ask for your support of this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 363 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 104 having voted in the affirmative, 8 in the negative. House Bill 363 passes second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 363 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 363 having passed its third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 389. Clerk will read.
Representatives Bell, Bowles, Goodman, and Lewis, House Bill 389, a bill to be entitled an act authorizing public colleges and universities to allow alcohol sales at stadiums, athletic facilities, and arenas located in school property. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, House Bill 389 would authorize public universities and colleges to allow beer and wine sales at their stadiums, athletic facilities, and arenas located on school property. Currently on your desk, you'll see a list of where 14 to 15 UNC system schools support this intent. Beer and wine is already being provided in premier seating areas only at events today. Some examples will be the Blue Zone in Chapel Hill, Dell Club at NC State, the Pirate Club section at East Carolina. Also, beer and wine is being sold at ball games, ACC tournaments, NCAA tournaments, etc., just to name a few. Since the NCAA lifted its ban, private universities like Duke, Wake Forest, and Elon are currently taking advantage of these sales at their facilities. House Bill 389 only allows the universities and colleges by a vote of trustees to implement this. It does not require that they participate. This bill has been heard in the ABC committee. It's been debated in finance and rules. It's been vetted over the last 6 to 7 months with stakeholders involved. And it also has a companion bill in the Senate. I ask for your support today and vote green. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, the passage of House Bill 389 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine and record the vote. 88 having voted in the affirmative, 24 in the negative. House Bill 389 passes second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 389 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. House Bill 389 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 437, the clerk will read.
Representatives Johnson, Horn, Howard, and Elmore, House Bill 437, a bill to be entitled an act to integrate education on the Holocaust and genocide into the standard course of study. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Lady from Davie, Representative Howard, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Linda Johnson's bill that Linda has worked on for many, many years, and it certainly means a lot to her. And I am simply standing in to present the bill to you. And I apologize, I'm not going to be able to do the job that she could have done, but we all know that she is not able to be with us right now. It's actually a pretty simple bill. It enacts GS 115C-81.57, directing the State Board of Education to review the middle school and high school standards of study and integrate education on the Holocaust and genocide into particular courses. It requires the state board to develop a curriculum for a Holocaust studies elective to be offered in middle schools and high schools. It requires consultation with the North Carolina Council on the Holocaust and the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching. It provides for curricula content by the Department of Public Instruction and professional development by local boards of education. It authorizes the North Carolina on the Holocaust and the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching to provide curricula and professional development in consultation with DPI. The bill applies beginning with the 2021 school year, and currently I believe there's 21 states that have this program. So in honor of Linda Johnson, I would ask for your support, and I'll stand to answer any questions.
For what purpose, gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis Rice.
Speak on the bill.
Gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, years ago, I had an opportunity to be in Munich, Germany, and I went over to view the Dachau concentration camp. And I saw the rooms where people were tortured. I saw the showers where people were gassed. I saw the furnaces where people were burned. I will never forget that for the rest of my life. And I think if this bill is passed and that education is given to the youth today, I think they'll take a whole different view of the horrors that can happen when people intimidate, harass, pick on, and abuse others. So I ask you to please support the bill and pass it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, gentleman from Union, Representative Horn Rice?
Debate the bill.
Gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As Representative Davis, I too have visited Dachau, and I visited three other death camps in Europe, and I've had occasion to see, sadly, some similar camps not in Europe, but in other parts of the world, and many of us are not aware that such horrific things can happen, have happened. We have those that deny that they ever did happen. I was at Dachau in 1963 or 4, less than 20 years after the war. It was not just a sobering experience. It was far beyond that. The smells, the sights, and even to a certain extent, the sounds. I had occasion to go back to Dachau again toward the end of the 20th century in the late 90s. Quite frankly, I was a bit appalled at the sanitization that had taken place. The barracks were down. There were just some foundations. The ovens were cleaned up, lots of flowers made to look pretty. There was a museum with a few pictures, but it did no justice to the millions of people that went through that camp and others. Back in 1964, I think this was when I was there, there was an area outside the ovens, large, dark area, a little sign that said, the grave of thousands of unknown. And today, in this state, I will tell you, because I've encountered them, are the deniers. Oh, that didn't really happen. Really? George Santayana, a Spanish historian, once said, those that don't remember history are doomed to repeat it. We have already. Thankfully, not in exactly in this, but don't believe for a second that there aren't such things going on in this world today, because I can assure you that there are. We must never forget. That's the message that hangs on the wall in the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. But there is no sound like the sound of walking through the gates at Dachau or these other camps. You see, Arbeit macht frei. Work sets you free. I wouldn't call it free. So I, from the bottom of my heart, I ask you to please support this bill. It is important for us and for our children and for our children's children so that we will never forget. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman Rice?
Speak on the bill.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had a friend in Kannapolis. Her name is Dr. Audie Christ. Audie grew up under Hitler in Germany. And her parents were very active in hiding Jews and feeding them and helping them escape. So she knows all about that time. And as Representative Horn said, there are people in our country today who are trying to deny it ever happened. And Audie is deeply concerned about that. It was my privilege to nominate Audie, and Speaker Moore appointed her to the Holocaust Council. And she's going to be tickled to death to get to work on this. So I appreciate that she is there at this time. We're considering doing this. And I appreciate if you pass this bill that she'll get the chance, because she wants to make the difference in making sure that people know and that people remember. Thank you.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Alamance, Representative Riddell Rice.
Speak on the bill.
Gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends like Representative Davis and Representative Horn, and many of you, this past summer I had the opportunity to walk the grounds of Dachau. It's a very quiet place. There's no laughter. There's no smiles. There's no joy. Out of the confines of the main barracks area is the site of the gas rooms and the ovens and the anterooms. And standing in the gas chambers, the shower rooms as they called it, the Nazis thought they were doing everybody a kindness by telling them they were going to get a shower before they gassed them and murdered them. They thought that was a noble thing on their part. That's how skewed we can become when we don't cherish life. You're not the same when you go to a place like that. And I heartily endorse this bill. I think it's very important that we remember what has happened, that we do not repeat it. All of that occurred because one group of people in power determined that another group of people were not human and their life did not matter. Life is precious and life is good. And I encourage you to vote green on the bill. Thank you.
What purpose, the gentleman from Catawba, Representative Adams Rice?
To debate the bill.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
A couple of years ago, I was introduced to a book called War on the Weak. It's written by a gentleman named Edwin Black. And it was about the eugenics movement. And Edwin Black had written a previous book called IBM and the Holocaust. That book was published, I believe, around 2002. IBM did the data processing for Hitler. They collected the data for the Holocaust. And Edwin Black, doing research for that book in Europe, came upon many writings from the United States referring to the eugenics movement. And he couldn't understand why he couldn't find those documents in the United States. And he began to really search for the documents in the United States, and he found that they were pretty much in the basements of people's houses. They weren't available in libraries. And the book, The War on the Weak, is about his inquiries as to why this chapter of United States history was so obscured, so murky, why it hadn't been revealed. It's an incredible book. It will literally set your hair on fire to read this part of our history that is basically unknown. But the eugenics movement evolved and began in Europe. It was part of Charles Darwin's family, the Francis Galton family. Francis Galton was the originator of the eugenics theory. And what it basically said was that we can accelerate the Darwin's theories by intervening and culling out the weakest members of our society. And all of the scientists of the day went along with this. I mean, it's amazing. Alexander Graham Bell, a number of scientists signed on to this idea that we could accelerate the origin of the species by intervening and culling the weak people out of our societies. And this went, it began with trying to get rid of some genetically passed blindness and some diseases. That was what they were hoping to achieve. But as it went on, it evolved into something where they were thinking they could get rid of flat feet by culling out people who had flat feet. Thank goodness they didn't get to me. But the point is, I hope this course will reveal to students that eugenics was a part of our legacy. It's an ugly part of our legacy. And it went on in North Carolina from 1933 to 1973. That's why we're being asked to pay reparations for people who were sterilized. So I absolutely, totally support this bill. And I hope it includes this unpleasant and unfortunate chapter. And I hope a lesson is learned. Edwin Black wrote this book. He wrote it very, it's not political. It's not biased in any way about anything. But he just says it could happen again if we're not aware of it. So education prevents these sort of things. Never forget. Never forget.
For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Please recognize, debate the bill.
When we are talking about the Holocaust, I would like to remind this entire body that there was also an African-American Holocaust that happened way in the 1700s and the 1500s when those slaves were put in the bows of the boats and they were hung by chains. They were layered on top of each other inside the boats. That's also the Holocaust. It's called the African-American Holocaust when the slaves were brought over. So I support the bill. I'm just hoping and praying that it will be inclusive to include that portion of history that took place and took millions of slaves' lives that crossed the waters coming to the United States of America. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Robinson, Representative Graham, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to speak on the bill.
Gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And members, I 100% support this bill and appreciate the bill sponsors bringing this forward. But I do have a part of our history I just want to make sure we never forget, and that's the first genocide, and that was the massacre of American Indians many years ago who were just standing for their rights to protect their land, protect their villages. So let's not forget that part of our history as well. I just want to bring that to the attention of the committee, but I do support this bill 100%. It's worthy, and just wanted to bring that to the attention of the members. Thank you.
Further discussion and further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 437 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will light machine record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative and none the negative. House Bill 437 passes its second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, aye.
Question for the House, passage of House Bill 437 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 437, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 471, the clerk will read.
Representatives Hollister, White, Dobson, Hancock, House Bill 471, a bill to be entitled the Reduced Administrative Duplication of MHDD and SAS Providers. General Assembly of North Carolina, aye.
Gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hardister, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, House Bill 471 would require DHHS to establish a work group to examine administrative requirements for physical and mental health providers and identify ways to avoid duplication and to enhance efficiency, The work group would report to the Joint Oversight Committee on Health and Human Services and also to the Joint Oversight Committee on Medicaid and Health Choice by March 31, 2020. The goal of the legislation is to increase the efficiency of services, to avoid duplication, and to enhance the integration of physical and mental health care. The bill is supported by DHHS. We had a unanimous vote in Health and also in the Rules Committee. I'm not aware of any opposition.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 471 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 111 have been voted in the affirmative and none the negative. House Bill 471 passes second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacted.
Question for the House, passage of House Bill 471 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 471, having passed third reading, is sent to the Senate. House Bill 495, the clerk will read.
Representative Miguel Raff, House Bill 495, a bill to be entitled an act to prohibit municipalities from regulating off-site septic easements. General Assembly of North Carolina enacted.
Lady from Carteret, Representative Miguel Raff is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends, this makes clear in the statutes that municipalities do not have the authority to regulate or prohibit off-site wastewater systems that are regulated by the state, very simply. I request your green vote. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 495 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Speciale, wish to record. Representative Harris. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 107 having voted in the affirmative and 4 in the negative. House Bill 495 passes second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 495 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 495, having passed third reading, is ordered sent to the Senate. House Bill 531, the clerk will read.
Representative Hennig and Stevens, House Bill 531, a bill to be entitled an act making changes to general statutes and reflect the restoration of federal protecting tenants and foreclosure act. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Currituck, Representative Hennig is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First, I'd like to thank Representative Stevens for helping with this bill be a sponsor. The bill before you resolves a conflict between federal and state law. This passed through judiciary and rules unanimously. The North Carolina Conference of Clerks of Superior Court have asked and support this legislation, and I ask for you to vote green, and I stand for any questions.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 531 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Floyd, gentlemen, like to record on this. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 111 having voted in the affirmative and none the negative. House Bill 531 passes second reading. Will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House, passage of House Bill 531 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. House have it. House Bill 531, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Senate Bill 359, the clerk will read.
Senators Crowell, Heiss, and Harrington, Senate Bill 359, a bill to be entitled an act establishing the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. General Assembly of North Carolina enacted.
Lady from Carteret, Representative Mikhail Raft is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members. Senate Bill 359 is about making it clear in statute that a baby born alive after a botched abortion with its heart beating and breathing will get the same standard of care as a baby with the same gestational age that's born naturally. You'll hear, as I have in debate in the House Health Committee and in, on the Senate floor from the opponents, that this is just another unneeded bill to get between a woman and her doctor. That is false. This bill has nothing to do with a woman's decision to abort her baby. Nor does it have anything to do with the abortion procedure itself. This is about the baby. The baby that's born alive when the abortion fails to kill the baby. You will also hear from those against the bill that this bill is not written by doctors. And as you all know, the bills we pass here are written by lawyers. And the only doctor in this house has stood up for this bill, its companion, House 602, in the Health Committee. He has spoke for this bill. You will hear from opponents of 359, Senate Bill 359, that there's no need for this bill. We don't have this happening in North Carolina. I can attest to the fact that infanticide has happened in North Carolina. I've been witness to the results of those late-term abortions. When I was doing my practical in the lab in Onslow Memorial Hospital in Jacksonville, North Carolina, in the 70s, I witnessed the results of these late-term abortions. There was an abortionist in Jacksonville, North Carolina, who is known nationally for performing late-term abortions. We heard of many girls who came from other states to North Carolina, Jacksonville, North Carolina, to have their late-term abortions. Even hitchhiking down from New York, some of them did, to come to Jacksonville, North Carolina, to have their late-term abortions. It's sad to know that in the 70s and 80s, Jacksonville, North Carolina, the home of the Marine Corps, my special Marine Corps, was known as the late-term abortion city. Those were the days when saline abortions were performed. The salt content in the saline was so strong that it burned the little baby's skin. Some lived through this horrendous procedure, and the hospital staff did everything they could to save them. We drew blood gases on them. We did everything we could in the lab to do our part to save these babies. Nurses told of stories of the babies that were born alive, been taken by the doctor and turned over with their faces down in the saline to drown them. Most of the nurses refused to work with this abortionist. He only did his abortions on the weekend. One day I was on a break, went in to visit with the pathologist in the pathology lab, and I asked him, I said, what are all these little pigs doing in these buckets? He told me, Pat, look again. And I did. They were perfectly formed little human babies in those buckets. Their skin was even pinker than a normal baby would be because it had been burned by the saline. Those were the weekend's abortions. We've all been disgusted by hearing about the babies that were murdered during the 3 decades of Kermit Gosnell's terror. He killed the babies born alive in his abortion clinic. Grand jury testimony revealed by the clinic workers that he had killed hundreds of babies and had botched abortions. He would stick scissors in the back of their necks and cut the spinal cord. The initial investigation of Gosnell's practice was not due to the killing of the babies, but they were in there because of illegal drug prescriptions. And that's how they found him. After taking him through many courts and looking at the Gosnell horror and investigating it, he was convicted of 3 murder charges. And we know he murdered more. This does not happen, we pray, here again in North Carolina. But who would have ever thought that abortion on demand would be celebrated by New York legislators high-fiving each other when they passed their barbaric bill? Who would have ever thought that Virginia would hear a bill similar to that and miss passage by one vote? Who would ever thought that the governor of Virginia would advocate for infanticide? There's no way to know for sure how often this happens in the United States, because only six states are required to report. Reports published in the Philadelphia Inquirer quoted Dr. William Cates. He was the former chief of abortion surveillance services at the CDC. He estimated that there are 400 to 500 of these annually in the United States. He admits it's unlikely to know for sure because the reporting is voluntary. A CDC study analyzing infant deaths from 2003 to 2013 found 143 instances in that time period where babies died after being born alive with failed abortions. A poll taken this month says 77% of voters support legislation to ensure that a baby that survives a failed abortion be given the same medical attention and care. Other polls show almost 80%. 62% of voters across the United States think late-term abortions should be banned. Mr. Speaker, members, this bill is not about pro-life versus pro-choice. It's not about left versus right. It is not about conservatives versus liberal. This bill just does the right and just thing for these special little vulnerable babies, human beings, living and breathing. And they're worthy of this protection in Senate Bill 359.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Pitt, Representative Murphy, rise?
Speak on the bill.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard a very passionate discussion by Representative McElrath. This bill is not to debate the legality of abortion. I would venture that I'm probably the only person in this room that's actually delivered a baby. Not sure if that's true or not, but I've delivered many babies in my life. This bill just speaks to the mere fact that if a child is born alive, they are alive, and their life is not to be taken. Regardless of what was the anticipated desire at the beginning of the delivery, regardless, the child is born alive. I took a vow and took an oath to do no harm. And any physician that delivers a baby, nurse practitioner, midwife, is expected to do the same. So here we are, we're talking about life once it has occurred and once a delivery has happened. So I'd ask you to support this bill.
For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Ladies recognize to debate the bill.
To speak to the bill. The real story of this bill lies in its penalties, starting on page 2, line 20. Penalties that are unnecessary because infanticide is already illegal in North Carolina and under federal law. The penalties that's in the bill are very necessary if your goal is to discourage physicians and healthcare providers from performing women's health services. This bill has a Class D felony with a fine up to $250,000 if the doctor commits what amounts to as negligence in the bill. If the doctor or the nurse acts with intent, it's potentially a capital crime under our current homicide statute in GS 14 through 17. Our current law, GS 14 through 17, C states, for the purpose of this section, it shall constitute murder where a child is born alive but dies as a result of injuries inflicted prior to the child being born alive. This is the law today in North Carolina. It is also the federal law. An identical bill was heard in Congress, which was opposed by the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. The obstetricians and gynecologists called it a gross interference in the practice of medicine. This bill is not grounded in medical science or fact or state law. It warrants that medical providers aren't providing appropriate medical care, compassionate care, and competent care. That we have doctors and nurses in the state of North Carolina that are not practicing medical standards, which are set forth in the North Carolina General Statute 90-14A6, page 53. Boards requires all doctors to act within prevailing medical standards. The implication is that medical professionals are providing unethical and substandard care. I would simply ask you, anyone listening to this debate, who do you trust to act in a difficult medical pregnancy? Do you trust the politicians in this room, or do you trust the doctors and the nurses who are trained, who are licensed, and who dedicate their professional lives to health care? This bill stigmatizes reproductive health care. We all deserve access to health care based on our medical needs and our doctor's best judgment, not political ideology. Healthcare medical professionals' responsibility is to provide competent, compassionate, and appropriate medical care, and to provide that care with a standard of acceptable medical practice to their patients. I rise in support of women's health. I ask that you reject the idea that healthcare medical professionals in North Carolina are not abiding by the medical standards set by the state of North Carolina law. Thank you.
What purpose does the lady from Buncombe, Representative Fisher, rise?
To debate the bill, Mr. Speaker.
The lady has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and colleagues. Advocates for this bill, and you've heard them say that we need this bill to prevent infanticide. The House Republican Caucus is promoting an online petition that would, quote, ban infanticide in North Carolina. Do any of you really think that infanticide is legal today in North Carolina? If you think that, then why on earth didn't you do something to stop it in the decade that you have had in the supermajority? I think you've heard it once, but it bears repeating. Let's look at what the law in North Carolina is right now. It is a Class D felony under current law to unlawfully cause the death of an unborn child, General Statutes 14-23.1. It is a Class F felony under current law to kill another human being by a culpably negligent act or omission, GS 14-18. It is a Class B2 felony, second-degree murder, to kill a child born alive with malice. This is current law in GS 14-17. It is a Class A felony, first-degree murder, to kill a child that is born alive with malice and a specific intent to kill formed after premeditation and deliberation, GS 14-17. If you read the bill summary, it says, under current law, it is murder if a child is born alive but dies as the result of injuries inflicted prior to the child being born alive. That is all current law. How can anyone think infanticide is legal in North Carolina? Why do you think our society would have even allowed this? Common sense and our general statutes say it is not. There is no problem that this bill is addressing. All it is doing is creating confusion and division. All it is doing is adding unnecessary and scary-sounding criminal penalties and lawsuit threats to our general statutes. The only possible reason I can think of for this bill is to intimidate doctors and healthcare providers from doing anything in their practices that is anywhere close to legal abortion services. This bill is unnecessary, and it is a solution in search of a problem. Physicians in North Carolina already follow rigorous licensing requirements, standards of care, and ethical codes when they provide care to pregnant patients. When patients experience complex pregnancies, the real impact of this bill is to discourage health providers from practicing in those cases. And that discouragement is simply another part of the broader attack on women's health. We must vote no on this bill. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Pitt, Representative Murphy, rise?
May I ask a question of the last speaker?
Does the lady from Buncombe yield to the gentleman from Pitt?
I do not yield at this time,
Mr.
Speaker.
She does not yield. For what purpose does the lady from Yancey, Representative Presnell, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to speak on the bill.
The lady has the floor to debate the bill.
The Born Alive Infants Protection Act from Congress of 2002, it states the term born alive with respect to a member of the species Homo sapiens means the complete expulsion or extraction from his or her mother of that member at any stage of development, who after such expulsion or extraction breathes or has a beating heart, pulsation of the umbilical cord, or definite movement of voluntary muscles, regardless of whether the umbilical cord has been cut and regardless of whether the expulsion or extraction occurs as a result of natural or induced labor, cesarean section, or induced abortion. I think we've come a long way, and it's in the wrong direction. If this was from 2002, this bill will codify that and keep it so that we won't go that way anymore. Virginia, I think, is what really did it for me when that governor stated the things that he said. That spoke to me and said, we've got to do something about this. I'm very pleased that we brought this bill forward, and I ask that you would vote yes. Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Surrey, Representative Stevens, rise?
To speak on the bill.
Lady has the floor to debate the bill.
Mr. Speaker, I was going to be, members of the body, I was going to be reluctant to speak, but there's just a few things that were said that I feel like need to be cleared up. To Representative Cunningham, who do we trust, legislators or the medical professionals? Well, luckily we have both. And Dr. Murphy, who's actually performed deliveries, who knows what a living, breathing baby looks like. When we talked about the murder standards, the murder issues, a lot of those require a premeditated intent, and sometimes that may be hard to show when you're performing some medical procedure. So then in the event that this happens and it wasn't necessarily an intent, we do have this ability that you didn't provide the standard of care being another basis for this serious injury to the child, to wit, death, which is currently a Class D felony to abuse a child inflicting serious injury. Do we know if infanticide happens in North Carolina? I think we never expected it happened in New York when we found out that an abortion doctor was reaching up and clipping spinal columns open so a baby would die in the birth canal. We never expected such barbaric behavior, and we don't know if it's going on here. But what we did say is you now have a duty to report. nurses, doctors, whoever sees something like this take place has a duty to report. And that's as an important part of this bill as anything else. So yes, who do I trust? I trust the medical professional. I trust the legislators who are watching and following this and making sure we reach the same standards. This has nothing to do with ladies' reproductive organs. Nothing to do with abortion. This has to do with a living, breathing human being coming out of a body and then being put to death. I ask for your support on the bill.
Further discussion? Further debate? For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Hunt, rise?
Speak on the bill.
Lady has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you. Members, the people of North Carolina deserve better than this. We are a state with the famous research triangle, where groundbreaking work in medical research is done. And we are here today talking about jailing doctors. We should be working every day for the things our citizens really need. A sound education, access to health care, and good jobs. We do not need radical, extreme laws in our state. Remember one of the last times one was passed, HB2? Our state lost millions of dollars and everyone suffered. It's time to trust women to make our own health care decisions. The women of North Carolina helped put each of us in office, and the women of North Carolina can take each of us out. I urge us to be better than this and to oppose this bill.
Further discussion? Further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 359 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Corbin on the floor. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 65 having voted in the affirmative and 46 in the negative. Senate Bill 359 passes its second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina in there.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 359 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate Bill 359, having passed its third reading, is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor by a special message. Representatives Elmore, Horn, and Johnson recognize Senate 4th Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Elmore, Horn, and Johnson, Education K-12 Committee Report, House Bill 485, Virtual Early Learning Pilot Program, favorable and re-referred to Appropriations Education.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Appropriations Education.
House Bill 493, Abuse and Neglect Resources, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitute is re-referred to the Committee on Rules.
House Bill 521, Provisional License, Teacher of the State, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitutes re-referred to Rules.
House Bill 563, 30-minute duty-free lunch for teachers, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitutes re-referred to Rules.
House Bill 653, School Transportation Personnel Salary Changes, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Appropriations Education.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute, see referred to Appropriations Education. And the committee substitutes then refer to the Committee on Rules. Representatives Adams and Henson recognize Senate 4th Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Adams and Henson, Wildlife Resources Committee report. House Bill 324, Cleveland County Hunting Omnibus, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitute, refer to Rules.
House Bill 483, Let Them Spawn, Favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and refer to environment.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute, referred to committee on environment. House Bill 289, the clerk will read.
Representatives Cleveland, Shepard, Torbett, and Speciale. House Bill 289, a bill to be entitled an act authorized division of motor vehicle to produce a POW MIA bring them home spatial registration plate. General Assembly of the North Carolina Act.
And before we debate the bill, Mr. Clark, Chair directs that House Bill 653 that was read in earlier, Chair actually strikes a COA referral to Appropriations Education. That bill is just re-referred to the Committee on Rules. Now the bill is before us, the House Bill 289. The gentleman from Onslow, Representative Cleveland, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 289 will do nothing more than to provide the POW-MIA organization with a special license plate. I'd appreciate your vote.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 289 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Following members on the floor, Hawkins, Majeed, Yarborough, Shepherd. Clerk Light Machine record the vote. 108, having voted in the affirmative, none, the negative. House Bill 289 passed the second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question before the House, passage of House Bill 289 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 289, having passed third reading, bill will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 323, the clerk will read.
Representatives Faircloth, McNeil, Bowles, and Davis, House Bill 323, a bill to be entitled an act to excess part of the cost of court-convicted offenders, the cost of local law enforcement, crime lab analysis, doing investigation. General Assembly of North Carolina.
The gentleman from Guilford, Representative Faircloth, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, this is a simple bill. You hear that often, but this one really is. What it does is just level the playing field. When somebody is charged with a crime and convicted, and a part of the evidence has been the results from a lab, whether it be the state lab or a local lab or a commercial lab, under present law, if it's a state lab, the judge can assess up to $600 to be paid to the state lab for their analysis. If it's done at a local lab run by local government, the same thing can take place, and the $600 would go to the local government. This bill fills a gap in which the local governments who aren't able to have their own lab have to contract with a private lab that's fully qualified to do it. And in this case, the judge could order the same $600 level assessment, and it would go to the local government to pay that bill to the private lab. I appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 323 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. All members on the floor, Hawkins, Batch, Belk. Clerk Light Machine record the vote. 108 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 323 passed the second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House, passage of House Bill 323 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 323 having passed third reading, it's ordered sent to the Senate. House Bill 449, the clerk will read.
Representatives Eiler and Torbett, House Bill 449, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the division of motor vehicle to produce a very special registration plate. Assembly of North Carolina.
Gentleman from Brunswick, Representative Eiler, recognize debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members. This is our traditional bill where DMV has notified us these four organizations have met the threshold of applications to have a special plate. That's usually a 300 application threshold, and I recommend your support of letting them have their special plates.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 449 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk Lock Machine record the vote. 111 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 449 passes second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Simmons, no client in that.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 449 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The House have it. House Bill 449 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 537, the clerk will read.
Representatives Conrad Howard Setzer and Destin Hall, House Bill 537, a bill to be entitled an act to reduce the alternative highway use tax on vehicle subscriptions. General Service, North Carolina, and that.
Lady from Forsyth, Representative Conrad, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill offers a definition of a new, innovative, and flexible product offered by automobile dealerships in North Carolina called a vehicle subscription. It is such a unique product. We have come up with a new sales tax rate that is applicable to it, which will be 5%, which is between the long-term lease of 3% and the rental fee of 8%. Happy to answer any questions, but it passed unanimously through transportation, finance, and rules. Appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 537 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 106, having voted in the affirmative, 4 in the negative. House Bill 537 passed the second reading and will without objection be read a third time.
General Simmons, North Carolina, next.
Question for the House, passage of House Bill 537 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The House have it. House Bill 537, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 359, an act establishing the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act.
Chapter bills will be noted. Pages, if you would please come forward, if you all would stand in front. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs that Senate Bill 63, City of Kannapolis Annexation, be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government, referred to the Committee on Rules. Members, we have your attention. Our pages will actually be with us again. I guess they'll be here through Thursday, but there won't be many of us here. We're beginning our spring recess, and so there will be some committees meeting tomorrow, probably not on Thursday. So I wouldn't make them work on Thursday, Mr. Clerk. I think they can go ahead and start enjoying a nice day off. But I would say this to our pages. I know this has been a short week, but I hope it's been enjoyable, and I hope you've had an opportunity to make some friends. And tomorrow, when it's a slow day, I hope you'll have an opportunity to take advantage of the museums and a few places that are nearby here. I'd ask my colleagues to please join me in thanking our pages for their service. We thank you for your service, and you all are excused for the day. Of course, if any of you want to stay and watch session, you're welcome to do so as well. So, for what purpose, the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Autry, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to be recorded as voting no on House Bill 495 on page 4.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted no on House Bill on second reading of House Bill 495. For what purpose does the lady from Guilford, Representative Harrison, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to be recorded as voting yes on House Bill 537.
The lady will be recorded as having voted yes on House Bill 537 on second reading. House Bill 592, the clerk will read.
Representatives Richardson, McGrady, Autry, and Ager. House Bill 592, a bill to be entitled An Act to Improve Space on the Income Tax Return for Individuals to Make Donations to the Clean Water Management Trust Fund. General Assembly, North Carolina.
What purpose, gentlemen from Cumberland? Representative Richardson, rise.
To debate the bill.
Gentlemen, recognize, debate the bill.
Mr. Speaker, this is a opportunity for people that want to help with the Clean Water Trust Fund to do so with their check off on the tax refund. It had a great support in finance and a very good report in rules, and I'd ask members to support it.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage. House Bill 592 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Following members wish to record Maury, Hunter, Blackwell, Conrad. Aye. Blackwell, aye. Clerk light machine record the vote. 106 have voted in the affirmative, 3 in the negative. House Bill 592 passed the second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina in act.
Question for the House, passage of House Bill 592 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 592, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 593, the clerk will read.
Representatives Richardson, Moray, Jones, and Rogers, House Bill 593, a bill to be entitled to provide that subsequent orders related to custody, child and spousal support, and possession of property supersede like provisions of temporary custody order. General Assembly of North Carolina in act.
Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Richardson, recognize, debate the bill.
Thank you. Members, this is a clarifying bill to with the violence, Domestic Violence Act. There's been some confusion as to which subsequent order would apply, whether it would overrule the original order. Former District Court Judge Beth Keever, who's probably the leading expert in domestic law in this state, requested that we clarify it. This simply clarifies and lets the judges know that their subsequent order will supersede that order, and it clarifies that. Ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 593 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Ross, I'd like to record on this vote. Representative Yarbrough. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 109, having voted in the affirmative, 1 in the negative. House Bill 593 passes second reading. Will without objection. Here a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 593 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 593, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 609, the clerk will read.
Representatives McNeil, Faircloth, Rena Turner, and Richardson, House Bill 609, a bill to be entitled an act to make certain modifications to general statutes in order to facilitate implementation of the legislation known as Raise the Age. General Assembly of North Carolina.
For what purpose? The gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, rise.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to send forth an amendment first.
The gentleman's recognized. Send forth an amendment. Clerk will read.
Representative McNeil moves to amend the bill on page 2, line 1, by deleting the lines to read.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just briefly what the amendment does, and these changes are at the request of the agency. Basically, on section 2, it raises the age from 18 to 21, and on page 2, line 10, and again page 2, line 42, changes the word from shall to may. And I'd appreciate your positive support on that.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of Amendment A1. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representatives Beasley and Black wish to record on this. Clerk Lock Machine record the vote. 107 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. The amendment's adopted. Now back on the question. The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And this bill is exactly what it says. It says raise the age modifications. Everyone, I think, or most of you were here last year when Raise the Age Bill passed. Since then, the Juvenile Justice Advisory Committee has met and looked at several different changes or modifications that need to be made in the legislation before it becomes effective in December. So now I'll go through these sections quickly. Section 1 clarifies that all motor vehicle offenses are excluded from juvenile court jurisdiction. 2 clarifies the limit on juvenile court jurisdiction by allowing juveniles with prior misdemeanor motor vehicle convictions other than driving while impaired to remain in the juvenile system. Section 3 adds a new subsection to the law on taking juveniles into temporary custody. Section 4 amends the law on secure custody to provide if a secure custody order is ordered for a person 18 or other alleged offense committed while the person was a juvenile, the court must order a person be temporarily detained in the county jail. Section 5 clarifies the juvenile must be detained in an approved juvenile detention facility and sets out those specifications. Section 6 clarifies further hearings to determine need for secure custody for a juvenile who is age 16 or older at the time they are charged with an A through a G felony. Section 7 clarifies probable cause hearing for a juvenile who is 16 or older and is charged with an A through G felony must be conducted within 90 days. Section 8 clarifies while a juvenile is being detained in a detention facility or a holdover facility, personnel of the juvenile justice section are charged with being the ones that transport them. Including if they turn 18, they're transport them to the county jail. Section 9 clarifies the court must find beyond a reasonable doubt before a juvenile is committed offense of criminal gang activity. And Section 10 adds a new section to provide for an expungement of Superior Court records when a charge is transferred to Superior Court and remanded to District Court for a juvenile adjudication. Recommend approval of the bill.
Further discussion, further debate? Seeing none. Question before the House is passage of House Bill 609 as amended on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Art will be recorded as aye. Clerk will lock and record the vote. 107 having voted in the affirmative, 1 in the negative. House Bill 609 as amended has passed a second reading without objection. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Further discussion, further debate? Seeing none, the question before the House, passage of House Bill 609 on its third reading as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Arp will be voted aye. Representative Goodwin. Representative Goodwin, do you wish to vote? Representative Richardson, don't see him on the floor. Representative Richardson, do you want to be recorded as voting? Representative Richardson will be recorded as voting aye. Clerk will lock and record the vote. 107 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. House Bill 609 passes its third reading. The amendment will be engrossed and it will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 617. Clerk will read.
Representatives Ross, Murphy, Faircloth, and Brockman, House Bill 617, a bill to be entitled an act to eliminate the prohibition of referring juvenile to teen court program if the juvenile has been referred to a teen court program previously. General Assembly of North Carolina, enact.
Representative Ross from Alamance, recognized to speak on your bill.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Speak on the bill. Members, a number of years ago, North Carolina followed other states and adopted the national teen model teen court model, which has proven to be extremely successful. In North Carolina now, we have 48 teen courts set up across North Carolina. These are set up as an alternative program to deal with youth that have minor infractions that don't rise to the level necessarily of criminal activity. It's also designed to create a system that keeps a youth from going into the juvenile justice system, which, as we know, gives them a record that sticks with them. And we also know that if they go into the juvenile court system, the chances are that they may wind up in the adult court system eventually. The program has been very successful, and through the police chiefs around the state and the Chiefs Association, they've asked if we could increase the opportunity for youth to be referred to the program. They've found that in some cases it's very beneficial for youth to maybe have the opportunity to go back for another round in teen court. As I said, it's an alternative program. It teaches the youth life skills and interpersonal skills. There's no guarantee that they get admitted into teen court. It's a referral program, and what this bill does is gives an opportunity for more than one referral into the program, and I ask that you support the bill. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? Seeing none, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 617 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. More aye. Clerk will lock and record the vote. 109 having voted in the favor, none in the negative. House Bill 617 passes its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
Further discussion, further debate? Seeing none, question before the House is passage of House Bill 617 on its third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. And the clerk will open the vote. More aye. Sorry. You're right. I should have done the voice vote. I like the machine better than the voice. Representative Floyd, hey, would you like to vote? And Representative Rogers. Representative Rogers.
Yes,
clerk
ma'am.
Clerk will lock and record. Would you like to vote?
Oh, surely.
Clerk will lock and record the vote. 108 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 617 passes third reading and will be sent to the Senate.
House Bill 546, the clerk will read.
Representatives Faircloth, Rena Turner, Cleveland, and McNeil, House Bill 546, a bill to be entitled an act to prohibit the import, manufacture, sale, offer of sale, installation, or reinstallation of counterfeit and non-functional airbags. General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
Representative Rogers, does the gentleman wish to be recorded as having voted aye on that last electronic vote? The gentleman be recorded as having voted aye. The gentleman from Guilford, Representative Faircloth, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, this bill concerns a very serious, dangerous situation. We've all heard about people having counterfeit pocketbooks and shoes and those kinds of things. Well, there are people who do trade in counterfeit airbags that go into automobiles. Anytime we all sit in a fairly modern automobile, we're surrounded by these bags. And if there's an accident, those bags are designed to protect us. There are people around the world who are manufacturing counterfeit bags, packaging them just like they would look like they come from a legitimate manufacturer, and selling them on the market. This bill is designed to outlaw those bags and to make it a very serious crime if somebody either sells one or installs it in a car and then lets somebody drive the car that doesn't know that bag is counterfeit. It's a serious crime if a bag is installed and explodes or fails to save the person if they're in an accident. That could be a charge of murder. So it's a very serious situation. This is a good bill that gets at a problem, and I hope you'll support it.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 546 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Clemens, Representative Zachary, members wish to record. Clerk will machine record the vote. 110 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 546 passes second reading and will without objection be read at their time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 546 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed no. Ayes have it. House Bill 546 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. Members, that concludes our business for the day. I believe there is a Rules Committee meeting that the Rules Chair may announce momentarily, though. For what purpose does the gentleman from Scotland, Representative Pierce, rise?
To change a vote, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman's recognized.
Could I change 389 to a no vote, please? 389.
389, sir?
Yes.
The gentleman, of course, having voted no in House Bill 389. For what purpose, gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, and especially those members of the Judiciary Committee, there will be a meeting on Friday, April the 26th, at 9 o'clock a.m. in room 544 of the LOB. There will be a two-hour meeting from 9 to 11, and a calendar will be sent out after tonight with the listing all the bills that will be heard. So I ask that all members please be there. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Mr. Speaker, we've noticed the meeting of the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. The bills that are going to be heard are on the notice. However, we're not quite ready for it, so we're going to amend the time to be 6:10. The start time of rules will be 6:10.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise?
For an announcement, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Members of the Transportation Policy Committee, there will be an irregularly scheduled meeting coming up on Thursday after break. So look forward to seeing you all then. Watch your emails for your time and room notifications.
For what purpose does the lady from Carteret, Representative McElrath, rise?
For an announcement.
Lady has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On the 25th, the day that we get back from spring break, the Agner Committee will meet, the Appropriations Committee, and be thinking about your amendments if you decide you want to do some amendments, and our staff can work with you on that. But we will have a meeting at 9 o'clock in room 421 on the 25th when you get back.
Members, just another announcement for scheduling purposes. We're anticipating a voting session on Thursday at 3 p.m. That's the anticipated time for votes in session. There may be, though, committees before that. But as announced earlier, we do expect to have votes. We will have votes next Thursday and Friday, the 25th and the 26th. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Republicans will caucus Thursday, April 25th, so please pay attention to your emails and make sure you're prompt. Thank you.
And again, the chair has authorized committees to meet tomorrow, but there will be no votes tomorrow. There will be some no vote sessions between now and Thursday. In fact, there'll be one on Thursday, this coming Thursday. That's when we're going to adjourn to. But again, no votes until the 25th. Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn to reconvene on Thursday, April 18th at 10 o'clock a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Blackwell, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, April 18th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Stand adjourned.
Representative Bowles, Immigradio recognizes and forth the Alcoholic Beverage Control Committee report, House Bill 91, AEC Laws Modernization PED Study, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 91 will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Representatives Adams and Henson are recognized to send forth a Wildlife Resources Committee report, House Bill 597, Wildlife Resources Commission amends, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 597 will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.